This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Part of the buzz across the land, but he's not the only thing people are talking about. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. A record sell for a painting. The painting kind of mind-blowing. The number, absolutely extraordinary. We will certainly get to that. Six is the number that Roy Moore's attorney is concerned with. Here's the deal with Roy Moore. Now a sixth woman has come forward to accuse him of being harassed. And the sixth accuser is saying that Moore groped her when she was 28. Tina Johnson of Gadsden, Alabama, is accusing Moore of groping her while she was in his law office with her mother on legal business in the early 90s. She's saying he didn't pinch it, he grabbed it. Moore, of course, under fire now for especially these last couple of days, but since the story broke in the Washington Post about Moore having inappropriate contact with four teenage girls, the youngest who was 14 when he was in his 30s in the late 70s and early 80s. Where does this end up for Moore? Does it cost him the election or not? He's denying it. And there are Republicans who are saying he needs to step away because this is disastrous and would not be good if he won any way. I just read a poll that shows that Moore trails the Democrat Doug Jones by 12 points. But polls are polls, and a poll in Alabama shows something a little bit differently. But the certainly beleaguered Republican Alabama Senate candidate Roy Moore in this Politico poll, it shows that he's trailing Doug Jones by 12 points. But, and it was actually conducted by the National Republican Senatorial Committee. Politico reported it. So Jones is ahead 51-39%. This poll was taken Sunday and Monday. He's been battling these allegations since last week. Mitch McConnell, the Senate Majority Leader, called on Moore to drop his candidacy, saying he believes the women who accused Moore. Moore's denying the allegations. So if Moore wins, what happens? There was a report from the NRSC chair who told reporters that if he would win, the Senate should vote to expel him. But it turns out they really can't necessarily do that. Or can they? Nothing but questions, no solid answers. The people of Alabama have to vote, and then the decision is made. Because it's a moot point if he wins, or, I mean, if he doesn't win. If he wins, that's a whole different thing, and, you know, who knows? Oh, the possibilities. But Alabama will decide that. It will be up to Alabama to figure out what they want to do. I got to bring this up because this is such a famous painting. Leonardo da Vinci's Salvador Mundi sold for $450 million at Christie's. Wow. That smashed world records. What does Salvador Mundi mean? It means savior of the world, and it's one of fewer than 20 paintings that Leonardo has out there that's known to exist. And the only one in private hands. It was sold by Christie's auction house. They didn't identify the buyer. The highest price ever paid for a work of art? $179.4 million. Before that, for Picasso's Women of Algiers, well, that just got blown out of the water. They say it's all in the eye of the beholder, and this is an interesting painting with an interesting past. Who is the person who bought it? We don't know. Lots of different people could have bought it. Right now they're remaining private, and they certainly could still remain private, or they could decide to go public with it. Not sure. North Korea also pings on our radar right here from the get-go. Why? North Korea suggested on Wednesday they might be open to giving up their nuclear weapons, but only if the U.S. did it first. Yeah, the ruling Korean Workers' Party newspaper, Rondong Sinmun, published a commentary where the country's authoritarian leadership challenged President Trump to reverse his support for a bigger, stronger U.S. nuclear weapons arsenal and adopt a non-proliferation policy. North Korea has argued its weapons of mass destruction stockpile was necessary only to prevent the U.S. from overthrowing the government of Kim Jong-un, which the U.S., of course, threatened to do by force if he didn't abandon nuclear weapons. Where does this all end up? Boy, it's fascinating to watch it. I say fascinating and scary at the same time. The commentary at one point said it was a foolish daydream for the Trump group to dream the DPRK's dismantling of nukes. Instead, they urged the U.S. to instead recognize, respect, and coexist. That seems like an impossibility, especially with lobbing of missiles and testing them. Oh, yeah, we'll just respect them. It'll be fine. It's not a big deal. I don't think so. The Chinese president, by the way, is dispatching a special envoy to visit North Korea later this week, a week after he hosted Donald Trump in Beijing. It's tradition for China to give briefings to allies after Congress, but the timing might have some kind of message to convey to the NK. Because this was so on the top of the president's list. Having China as the ally is not a bad thing in this situation, because you're going to need a couple of partners, and there you go. That's the best one to have, one who has economic sway over North Korea, which would be, of course, China. In the meantime, something else has happened in, you know, we talked about the Roy Moore thing, in the Weinstein thing. An actress sued Weinstein claiming he raped her. I mean, every day another thing. It drops with, doesn't kind of, it drops with Weinstein. And in this case, an unnamed actress filed the suit saying that he sexually assaulted her twice and that the company had prior knowledge of the behavior. The complaint was filed in the Los Angeles County Superior Court by Gloria Allred on behalf of the client, alleging sexual battery and assault by Weinstein. And it accuses the former company of negligence. In response to the lawsuit, a rep for Weinstein repeated a prior statement. Any allegations of non-consensual sex are unequivocally denied by Mr. Weinstein. Yeah, this thing's not going away. And we knew that, and we know that, and it gets more twisted almost every week, every day. All right, coming up on the flip side, time for some levity. How about it? Want to shred something? Want a little bingo? How about some fruits and nuts? Nathan Reeder, we're going to enlist his help. Technical director extraordinaire, coming up with me next on a...
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Thanks for joining us here on America Tonight. Kate Delaney, happy to be here as always. As we get ready for another holiday coming up, Thanksgiving next week. Hard to believe, right? Maybe not. It seems like the year just absolutely flew by. All right, time for a little fruits and nuts, shred it, and bingo. Bingo, indeed. All right, Nathan Reeder, hello.
Howdy.
I like that, howdy. Check this out. You know, sometimes people can do unusual things with their body. I don't have any of those kind of cool things I can do other than I can roll my tongue. I can, like, roll it up. And some people think that's unusual. But I think a lot of people can do that. I don't think it's that unusual. And I was reading a story about a 14-year-old boy that can turn his head 180 degrees like an owl. Can you imagine? So, you know, that whole expression about eyes.
Discs in his neck?
Yeah, must. I wonder how he does that. He's from Pakistan, and they, you know, I've seen video of him. And I guess they're calling it a freakish flexibility thing. And he's hoping he'll land, you know, a role or an extra, you know, part in a horror movie or something. But he really can do this. I mean, he can turn his head all the way around. I guess when he was a kid, his mother used to tell him to stop doing it, but he does it, you know. And he joined a dance troupe to help pay for his family's bills after his father had a couple of heart attacks. And this helps, actually, this unique thing about him helps raise money. Isn't that wild?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to say bingo. Good for him. I mean, it's a unique ability.
Yeah.
Why not? Yeah, why not?
Work with you.
Right?
Got.
Yeah, work with what you got. Absolutely. I agree. This wouldn't be fun if you were the plaintiff and you were dealing with this, but a judge fell asleep during a murder trial, and he doesn't, and they're saying it doesn't warrant a retrial. So this happened in Illinois. An Illinois appeals court ruled that the judge falling asleep doesn't warrant that deal. The Illinois appellate court panel said that Whiteside County Judge Jeffrey O'Connor allegedly napping was harmless as long as he wasn't sleeping during crucial evidence or motions during Nicholas Shelley's 2014 trial. He was on trial for the murder of four people in Rock Falls in what was a murder spree that left six people dead, in Illinois and two in Missouri. So apparently he fell asleep while the lights were dim and security camera footage was being played for the jury. He's denying the allegations. You know, look, the bottom line is this guy is serving eight consecutive life sentences, and he was looking for a new trial because of the whole napping thing. So they're trying to come up with something, and how do you prove how long he's asleep, not asleep? That's pretty tough. I kind of agree with the ruling. If he was asleep during crucial moments, if it was for a short amount of time, c'est la vie, although, you know, what does the letter of the law say? That's the key thing, right?
Yeah, I almost agree. That's hard.
I think it's hard, too. Yeah.
You shouldn't sleep on the job.
No.
You shouldn't. About that. Being
yeah.
Being a job for long, 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 long hours.
Right. Well, that's when you know what you have to do is you've got it. When you're at a job for long, long hours, sometimes you have to sneak in a nap. I've done that in radio when I worked in New York. It was really insane when I did this, like, back-to-back fill-in thing, and they had a couch, and I had to take a nap, and I didn't, I mean, of course, I didn't eat during the middle of the show, but whoo, boy, oh, boy.
Yeah, I mean, there's a combination of robots and crossover shifts and feeds and...
Yeah, yes. Stuff that has to be done. Yeah. Oh, crazy. This is an interesting one. An airline passenger got shamed online for dumping trash in the aisle. So apparently, you know, because now everybody has cameras, a man dumped his food into the aisle after he ate what he wanted. And they put it on, somebody that was there was shocked, and this happened Friday, and he was sitting reading a book while a tray of half-eaten food and trash was thrown all over the floor, I guess. So they, you know, posted it, and he got all kinds of online reaction from unbelievable. That's when you tap them on the shoulder and say, sir, you dropped something. Or, you know, they say, kick it under his feet, under his chair, but it really just spread this story. I mean, come on, that's ridiculous. Just, you have a call button. They'll come and get it. That's lazy. That's brutal. That is wrong. Let's shred it.
Yeah, shred it.
Come on.
Shred it.
Come on, dude. Just, you know, it's like, that's the other thing. It's like they used to have in the 70s and 80s, and I guess even still now they do, this thing about littering and people throwing trash out the window. And I always think to myself, why are you throwing trash out the window? Why are you driving down the road and throwing trash out the window? There's so many places you can dump trash. Why are people eating like fast food and throwing the fast food bag out the window? Give me a break with that. Come on, people. That's ridiculous. Again, there's so many places that you could pull over, and there's just other ways to get rid of trash that's just wrong. So I would say it's just wrong with the passenger. Come on. That's silliness. Just complete silliness, I tell you. Absolutely. All right. And then this one, when I look at, you know, we were talking about destinations because of the promotion that we have running, and I was thinking about this. A place that I haven't been, Nathan, I don't know about you. I mean, there's so many places I haven't been. But I was looking at this Tomatatina. And what Tomatatina is it's people kind of revel in tomato pulp. It's a festival that they have in Spain. 22,000 people throw 150 tons of ripe tomatoes in the world's biggest tomato fight. which is held annually. Can you imagine? I don't know. I mean, it would probably be a great...
I was just talking about this festival and couldn't remember the name. What's the name of it again?
Tomatatina.
Tomatatina. Okay.
I just think it would be wild.
Where in Spain?
It's in, let me see. It's in Bunol, Spain. I just think it would be so cool to go to. I have to say, I think it would be very cool to go to it.
Tomato is a fruit. I'm going to give it a fruit.
I'm going to give it a fruit.
Hopefully the fruits don't hit you on the nuts.
Fruits and nuts. Oh, seeing the people is just the most hilarious thing. I mean, they just are reveling in it. It's just wild. I just think it's wild. The cleanup must be something. And the people, I mean, they're just soaked in tomatoes. And they're laying in the street. And people, seeing the people throw the tomatoes, oh, my gosh. It is insane. I want to take America Tonight here and do this show. Oh, I think it's crazy.
Agreed.
Tomatatina. It's crazy. Oh, man. Perfect place to end this. Thank you, Nathan. Tomatatina.
Yep.
Oh, man. What are people thinking? I mean, you can have festivals for anything. Look, we live a short time on this planet. And if it's this big, it's this Spanish Mediterranean town, and if they throw these tomatoes. But then I'm thinking, they're ripe tomatoes. I don't know. Eating the tomatoes, it's just... The cleanup is just insane because it's everywhere. Now, I noticed there were some tarps, but also there were plenty of buildings where they did not cover things up. So they've got to get that tomato out. And I guess for the people, well, hey, you just shower down. You wear something you don't care about. And it is just wild to see it. However that started, and apparently it's been going on for a long time, to get that many people. I mean, 22,000 people show up because they want to be able to unabashedly throw the tomatoes so they don't want to worry about it. Hey, coming up next, Forbes Books at Bedtime, and it's interesting. Sharon Lecter joins us. She was one of the first people I interviewed for Forbes Books at Bedtime, and I'll tell you what, she just gets more and more interesting to me as she tries to empower more people, especially women, to get involved in certain businesses and to pay it forward and to mentor others and whatnot. And she's developing new technologies and programs and products, especially to help kids for the last 20 years. So Sharon Lecter is next. Forbes Books at Bedtime here on ATN.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you, and you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now.
Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
We're here on Forbes Books at Bedtime, of course, and Greg, we have a very special guest, what I like to say, in our virtual green room, but she's actually here live.
Yes, and her name is Sharon Lecter.
That's right.
And I love your company name. Pay Your Family First.
Oh.
She's the founder and CEO of Pay Your Family First. Sharon, I'm all ears. What's this about?
Well, many of your listeners may have heard of Napoleon Hill, who wrote Think and Grow Rich. And, of course, he came up with the philosophy, pay yourself first. And many of us have heard that either through our bankers or financial planners. But it really is, for me, it's all about your family. And that your own person. We are all entrepreneurs because we have our own personal business. And back in 1997, I wrote Rich Dad, Poor Dad, which started a 10-year journey, and 15 books later.
Oh, Sharon,
like
I know
Robert.
You.
You don't look
I
like...
know you. I knew I knew. You
don't look
this
like
woman
Robert.
Is very, very is. Famous. Yes.
Robert Kiyosaki and I were partners. Wrote the books, 15 of them together over a 10-year period. I left the company in 2007, but no, I built it. We did all the strategy. I was the CEO of Rich Dad, as well as owner. So.
Wow. And, you know, it's interesting. I've talked to Robert before. I've never had the pleasure of all, I've interviewed 17,000 people. I've never had the pleasure of meeting you. I'm surprised we haven't, but you've done just some wonderful work in that arena. It's got to be so rewarding for you to still have so many people recognize you and say that you changed their lives, right?
Well, it's really awesome. I had somebody come up to me yesterday, somebody that I taught through the Thunderbird School of Business, which I did part of the Goldman Sachs Impact's 10,000 Women Initiative. So I've spoken and taught women entrepreneurs from around the globe. And she came up and she says, I was at an event and this gal that was also in her class with me 5 years ago was sharing with the audience an exercise I had them do. And so there's just nothing. You just kind of grow a couple inches taller when you know that something has impacted somebody to take control and move in a positive direction.
So, and you know, in talking about Rich Dad, Poor Dad, a lot of men embrace that book, but I think now a lot of women have embraced that idea, and you talk about Napoleon Hill, which is one of, that's like my Bible. You know, I have my business books lined up, and every day I read little pieces of things.
Well, then you need my most recent one, because it's Think and Grow Rich for Women. It came out two years ago, yes.
Exactly.
My last three books have been in cooperation with the Napoleon Hill Foundation, because after having built the world's largest personal finance brand, it was a huge honor, very humbling, when the Napoleon Hill Foundation reached out and asked me to step in and help them reinvigorate the teachings of Napoleon Hill.
And what's the difference between women, because that's for women, versus men when we talk about business?
I love that question, because that's, in fact, just the first line in the book, Think and Grow Rich for Women. Why a book for women? Because most of my career, I really rejected doing anything specifically for women, because I started my career a long time ago, in mid-70s. So for me, the steps to success are the same for men and women, I believe, but we tend to approach them very differently. And a couple of the reasons that I actually wrote the book was that I was getting a little frustrated with women always complaining and criticizing about you men that are in our way. You know, I said, wait a minute. Napoleon Hill says law of attraction, all right? The book's The Secret, law of attraction. If you're out there complaining all the time,
what do you attract?
What do you attract? Right. So the whole concept is stop complaining, stop criticizing. Let's start celebrating where women are and what women have accomplished. And let's start celebrating the guys that have helped us get here.
Amen.
It's not women. It's not, I'm not a feminist.
Yeah.
It's not women against men.
Yeah,
it's women
against them.
It's when women and men both are at the table, you get the greatest results.
Yes.
And if we can start thinking along that, we can get rid of a lot of this negativity and get women to understand that when you're complaining all the time, fewer doors are going to open for you.
Do you think, I just did something last week and I was telling Greg about this, where I was, I'm a speaker and I was facilitating or moderating a panel of icons in the energy industry, and there were women, powerful women, CEOs, etc., in the room who wanted to know why there aren't more women on boards. And I think that's sort of the new frontier. How do you up level to an even another level? And the statistics, frankly, are bleak, and I think there would be it would be great to see these boards expand.
Well, I talk about that in Think and Grow Rich for Women, but I'm also, your timing, you would think that you were given these questions to ask me. I just accepted, I'm on the board for WOB 2020, Women on Boards by 2020, and that's 20% by 2020. And so I'm leading that initiative in Arizona. So, and our goal is to have 20% of board of directors women by year 2020, but we think we're actually going to hit it before then.
Do you have a sense of what the statistic is today?
Yeah, it depends on which board is meeting when and who they're adding. It's around 18 to 19% right now. Catalyst.org kind of keeps that as current as possible if you want to get an exact number.
And is there already a trajectory?
Yes.
Years ago, was it 5%?
So in the year 2000, there were 2 Fortune 500 CEO women. Today, there's 24.
Wow.
So there's that's what my whole book is about, the celebration. Instead of complaining where we are, let's celebrate how far we've come, and let's continue working to make it better.
Yeah.
Because, you know, women on boards, we have to provide, and there are, at this event, Women Presence Organization, we have tremendous number of women who could sit on boards and truly help. We got to get back out of the good old boy network and rise to the occasion and make ourselves visible. And that's what we're doing through this Women on Boards 2020 initiative, so that people can understand that there are a lot of us that are qualified. You just need to start opening that rusty door that's got gotten kind of closed because it's just, you know, if somebody needs an open seat, my buddy,
yes,
bring them in. And so by highlighting those companies out there that already have 20%, we believe, just like I said before, when we start celebrating the men who are truly recognizing the opportunity, we'll have more and more companies wanting to get in line.
And do you think by doing that, obviously it starts at the top, there would be even stronger influence for women to continue to rise through business? Because we're seeing it. I feel like there, and you would know this even better than I, but it feels to me, which I can see with my own career, there's a flip. It feels like this is kind of the era of the women.
And there's an, you know, our people call about revolution. Well, it's almost evolution. We already, our women already hold more than 50% of management positions. We just have to get to that C-suite a little stronger. And I think we are getting there, and more in time to focus on it. But we need to do it with contribution, not complication. And so many women complicate it because it just becomes an issue, and it's a contested issue. We want to celebrate those companies, highlight them so that other companies say, we need to focus on this as well.
Along those same lines, is it exciting for you to be at a place like WPO and to see just the helping, the sort of masterminding, the business acumen, the growth, right? I did something the other day where I asked everybody in the room if they were in a mastermind, and only two people out of 150 raised their hand, and I was shocked, although this is like a mastermind.
Right. I'm on the National Board for Women Presence Organization. I've been a member since the first chapter in Phoenix opened, so I've been with them for 19 years, and it is. It's all peer advisory, which is so important for women business owners, because, you know, entrepreneurship is lonely at the top. You need it, those mentors. You need that advisory team. It's like an advisory board. And my closest friends today are women that have been in WPO with me, and I'm very proud. Today we just highlighted the 50th fastest growing women businesses. One of them was in it the first year we did it at $2 million. Now she's at $2
billion.
Wow. So it's exciting to see that women have the opportunity, and we're celebrating each other here, but we're not just celebrating each other, we're serving each other, and we're
it's not just about the past, it's about the future.
Right, and women are coming here, they're bringing their daughters.
Yes.
So it's so exciting. As part of this organization, we have over 850 women at this convention. It's the largest one we've had. This is our 20th anniversary, so it's such a celebration, and I'm so honored to be part of this. We're now over 2,000 women strong, and these are women who have businesses that are second-tier growth. You know, they're all over $1 million, over $2 million if you're a product company. So you have the opportunity to join us and have that advisory network in your chapter that helps you deal with issues. Because if you have an issue, I guarantee you some of us have had that same issue.
Right, and so important, right?
You know, the one question I want to ask you as a guy, mm-hmm, at the WPO, at the Women Presidents Organization, in a world where there's 20% of women on boards, 30, 40, 50%, what is where it becomes trivial to even discuss it because it's just done the way it should be. How do you see the world of business being different because women have that influence?
Well, I can give you my belief, but I'd rather give you the statistics. Okay. Catalyst.org, they did a review, and women who have boards that have women more than two women on the board have a demonstrable return on investment, anywhere from 30% to 50% higher than those boards that are all male. So the results are there, the stats are there, and it really is. If you think about it, our brains work differently. Universal. I can go on forever, so I'll be trying to give you my 1 minute version. Is that women tend to be great problem solvers. We use both sides of our brain. All right, we're great multitaskers, but sometimes we get into analysis paralysis.
Right.
Both of you are shaking your heads for the listeners, right? And you men tend to hang out on one side, which makes you a strategic thinker. You're much more quick to make decisions. And so when you have both of us together, you've got the problem solver, you've got the decision maker, so you get greater results.
So and a shorter way of saying that is when we work together, we are a great team.
Absolutely.
And when we don't work together,
I love
we're
men.
Losing part of
yes, I
of
love
a great
men.
Team.
No, I so agree with that. I'm not a male Neil Basher. I completely agree. Sharon Lecter, it's great being with you. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you. It's been my honor. Thanks for inviting me.
Are you tired of paying fees and commissions to that other site? I know you are. And I'm here to tell you about a great alternative to sell your stuff. BuySellMakeOffer.com is the best-selling site to ever come along. It doesn't matter what you're selling, big or small, it's easier than ever. And you can use Skype to show your items and get to know your potential buyer, and they can see that you are for real. No more blind trust. And you're not limited to snapshots. You can video what you're selling to better sell it fast. For as little as $9.95, and that's after a free 30 days, you can sell everything you no longer want with absolutely no fees, ever. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and become part of a community of buyers and sellers who have already discovered this revolutionary way of getting it sold online. That's BuySellMakeOffer.com. You'll never regret making the switch. BuySellMakeOffer.com. So, what are you waiting for?
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Imagine this. You go from on a Texas ranch selling animals to be slaughtered to rescuing animals for sanctuary. I love, love, love this story. Rowdy Girl Sanctuary is the first documented, that we know of, beef cattle ranch to ever convert from selling them from slaughter in the ag industry to actually, like I mentioned, rescuing them. And wow, oh wow, and becoming an actual vegan farm animal sanctuary. Joining us now, she's in our virtual green room, Renee King Sonnen. She's the executive director and founder of Rowdy Girl Sanctuary. Renee, just even saying those words, I guarantee people are listening to this conversation. So we have to roll into it. How did that happen? Tell us your story.
Well, good morning, Kate. Thank you so much for that awesome introduction. How did it happen? Well, it started out with me and my husband remarrying. We had been married in the 90s, divorced, and got remarried in 2010. I'm a city girl, born, dyed in the wool, Texas, you know, girl with boots and went to the rodeo and all of that jazz, ate barbecue, had barbecue cook-offs, dated at guys in school. But when me and Tommy remarried, he wanted me to move on to the ranch that he had acquired. His family has a generational background in ranching. They own slaughterhouses. You know, he has the brands and the spurs of his great-grandfather and all that. But, you know, when I moved there, I, like most people, really didn't notice the cows in the pasture other than the fact they were just there, like, you know, lots of other cows when you go up and down the country roads of Texas. And something started to happen. I didn't really want to get involved with the ranching business my husband was in. I was more into yoga and meditation, you know, and just doing my thing. And I said, you know, you can do that. I'll do this. I really don't want to open gates, help you with the hay, get on a tractor, all that. And so he decided that he wanted to try to get me involved. So he told me about these two little calves that needed a mama. One of them is Rowdy Girl. That's how we got the name, actually. And the other one was named Bobo. She died prematurely. But Rowdy Girl thrived. And when I was feeding Rowdy Girl, bottle feeding her, I was always laughing. I was happy. And she began to give me an entrance into the reality of the herd. I started seeing them as live, sentient beings. They all had mamas. The babies, you know, knew who their mamas were. I never even thought about it, you know, but all these black cows and this black baby, they all knew who their mama was. And for whatever reason, I found that so odd in the beginning. And I began to see them, and one thing began to lead to the other. When the red trailer pulled up to take the babies to the slaughterhouse the first time, or the sale barn where they went to auction for slaughter, I wasn't prepared for my feelings. It, you know, it happened over a period of several months, 6 months, when the first red trailer went out after I lived there. And I just didn't know that I was going to have the strong reactions I did. And it took 6 years for me to finally break to the point to where, you know, I went vegan, threatened to buy my husband's cows and all that. And there's a big, you know, big story and a big scene in all that, too. So.
Wow. So it had to be crazy when you started to tell other cattle ranchers or people got wind of this. Were they stunned that you had that kind of change of heart? Did you think other cattle ranchers, when they hear your story, could possibly have a change of heart?
Oh, I know they do, because I have conversations with them. They send me messages. You know, we have a program that is under development called Rancher Advocacy Program. You know, ranchers do love their animals. You know, my husband's a very kind, loving man, loves animals, loves the land. It's just that the tradition and the culture is so entrenched in our psyche that we don't equate the fact that we are raising these animals for food to the fact that we're not being compassionate. It's what we've always done. That's the reason it took me 6 years to change. I mean, gosh, you know, to actually tell my husband, if you take that red trailer back up the road one more time with those babies, if you do it one more time, I'm going to follow it. I'll go to the cell barn if I have to. You can pick me up in jail. You're not going to do it anymore. I mean, for me to finally get to that point to where I challenged my husband's heritage was crazy. So, you know, yeah, ranchers, they're just doing what they know to do. It's not something that you're even taught is, quote unquote, wrong. But when I went vegan for the animals, and I did, I went vegan for the animals because I really began to see who they were, not what they were, my entire reality changed. So that's what started us, you know, on our journey. And eventually I got my husband to let me buy the cows, and he didn't think I would do it. But, you know, we raised $36,000 on social media. I did anyway, and bought my husband's cows, and we became a nonprofit.
Wow. So for your sanctuary, I'm thinking off the top of my head, especially with Texas and Houston, et cetera, what happened when the hurricane hit? Because we saw how disastrous that was. Did you end up, I'm just thinking of this, did you end up saving any animals in that situation?
Yes, we did. Thank you. We evacuated all of our own 96 farm animals to safety without one single fatality, which was a heroic in and of itself with all the people that, you know, were involved. Three of the trailers bogged down because of tornadoes and high waters, but we managed to get every single animal out to safety. And during all this process, when we came back home after almost 2 weeks, the devastation was and is still being cleaned up. We were able to rescue a little calf. We named her Harvey Rainbow. She was actually somehow stranded in the floodwaters in a subdivision behind us about a mile away, and The little baby had tremendous brain rot, river rot on her legs. We don't know how she survived. She was actually at somebody's house, you know, just camped out on the doorstep, about 6 weeks old. And they were just giving her, you know, some hay and some feed. And this little baby survived, and no rancher claimed her, so she was given to us, and now she's just doing great. We called her Harvey Rainbow.
Oh, I love, 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 love that. So that happens, and obviously you talked about being a nonprofit. So what typically do you do then? How do you operate as the Rowdy Girl Sanctuary?
Well, we have tours. We have scheduled tours. We have private tours. We are a, like you said, a 501c3 nonprofit, and we're doing everything we can as animal advocates to increase awareness about, you know, farm animals in particular. We educate on plant-based food options all the time. We have volunteers that come out that want to help, want to be a part of what we're doing. So, you know, and I'm constantly, you know, fundraising and raising, you know, awareness around the needs that we have because, you know, this is something that the future is going to have to look at. We are indeed in a crisis in our world because of the environment. You know, there's three different reasons to consider the food on your plate. One of them is because of the ethics of the animals. The other is our environmental concerns. And the other, of course, is health.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. And people talk about that all the time, especially making the switch that you've made, obviously huge. You're living it. You're seeing the results of what's happened there. So your husband now, he's all in, right? He totally agrees. He's spreading the word.
Oh, my gosh, Kate, you wouldn't believe it. To watch that man transition to becoming a plant-based vegan is a story all by itself because only I have gotten to see this. I mean, when I first started cooking food for him, he hated it. He was like, I don't want to eat that. I don't like that. So he started cooking for himself. He started making potatoes, jalapenos, and onions. That's what he ate almost every day. But what made him change, finally, I stuck, you know, every documentary I could in front of him, and he watched them. Cowspiracy, Forks Over Knives. He loved the story that T. Colin Campbell had because he had all this research concerning the China study. But anyway, my husband finally went plant-based because he wanted to try it for his health. But he couldn't do it because he loved milk and cheese. And so when he finally had a festival, our first festival in 2015, I think it was, he got his first taste of So Delicious ice cream and Follow Your Heart cheese. And that man said, well, I guess I can give up ice cream and cheese now. And he did. And now he is a great advocate for the animals because he's a former rancher.
Wow. Yeah, who better advocate than your husband? Absolutely. So if people are listening to this, they can find out more by going to rowdygirlsanctuary.org. And if they want to donate, they can donate there, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, I am I'm right now in Georgetown, Texas, because there is a, if you don't mind me saying so, there's
yeah.
a, we were on CBS News last night with this story here in Austin. Because there's a ma and her cow that's in a subdivision out here that they're having to round up and get out of here. And we're trying to advocate for the animals so that hopefully they don't end up at a sale barn. And so far the officials have been very cooperative with us. And I just want to say that because, you know, I'm constantly advocating for farm animals. And in the midst of everything we're doing in the aftermath of Hurricane Harvey, I just had to come out here and see what I could do to help that along.
Absolutely. Good work, Renee King Sonnen. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me, Kate. Appreciate it.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.